So this is a very short also. It doesn't say what's, you know, you got to go through over here. I think what he's talking about, I'm going to guess, again, I got to read it through carefully. I think he's talking about in the Talmud, in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, it says, even if you learn from somebody just one thing, then you have to honor them. So the Rebbe, over there it talks about just learning even one thing of someone would you have to give him kavod. And he gives the example of David, the king of Israel, who only learned from Achitophel two things. He only learned two things. And yet he called him my master, my great. So basically, the Rebbe says that that's evidence from here. And also in the tractate of the Talmud, because the Talmud tells a very interesting story about when David was going to build the Beis HaMikdosh, it says that he picked up one of the pieces, and that was a cover, and the world was going to get flooded because it covered, and he didn't know, the whole world was going to flood, he didn't know how to stop it. He needed to find out if you can write Hashem's name on a piece of clay and throw it in there to stop, because it was going to. But it says that Achitophel was the one that suggested to him that you could do it. And maybe that would make three things, I think. And that's why maybe Rashi doesn't want to say it. Again, this is complicated because it doesn't say, you have to just guess what it is, but I think it has a little bit to do with that. Is Achitophel the one that taught it? I think the Girsa in the Ein Yaakov does not have Achitophel over there, because that would not be. I know I'm not clear, but I just figured we'll just have something of it. And Ten L'Chochem V'Yech Kamoed, we've got to look it up, and we'll see.